Hey guys, I wanted to share something that we're starting to share with some of our Google AdWords clients. You know, we run dog training campaigns. We run Google AdWords campaigns for dog trainers, dog training business owners, and it works great. We're typically seeing a 5 to 11 times return on investment, but we're also seeing a lot of clients, and we've got enough of them that it's happening every day, every other day, where their credit card that we're using to run the Google AdWords campaigns is coming back declined. If you're watching this at home and thinking, wow, that's probably just, you know, the deadbeat broke dog trainers. Actually, it's not. A lot of these guys that this is happening to are making bank. And it's just an issue of really, I think, not quite keeping your eye on the ball and moving your money around to make sure that you've got enough money on the card to take care of these kind of issues. This can really screw up your AdWords campaigns if you're not paying attention to it. I'm going to go into that. But first, if you need to grow your dog training business, if you want to get it to the next level, just like not all dog trainers are the same, not all Google AdWords management services or agencies are the same either, how you run those campaigns can have a dramatic effect on whether or not it's successful or not. If you're interested, we run campaigns in over 60 markets at this point for dog training business owners. If you'd like to learn more about the types of typical results that we're getting, check out dogtrainertoolbox.com. In the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a box that says Expert Google AdWords Management for Dog Trainers Only. Click on that box, read through that page. If it makes sense, you can book a free 30-minute phone consultation conversation with me so that we can find out if what we're doing with Google AdWords would be a good fit for helping you grow your dog training business. So we just started sending this out when we get a credit card decline issue coming through. I want to read it to you and let me just open it up. Basically, the email says, Dear client, Google tried to charge your card, your credit card, for traffic already sent, but it's coming back declined. Please contact your financial institution as soon as possible and let them know when we can try to restart your campaigns. If it's not an insufficient funds issue, then please tell your credit card company to stop red flagging the charges from Google. It's very important that we do our best to prevent this issue, credit card decline, from happening again in the future. While we cannot keep hackers from stealing our credit cards, we need to prevent insufficient funds issues from interrupting the campaigns. This might mean making weekly payments instead of monthly payments to your credit card company if your credit card limit is too shallow, or applying for an increase in your credit line. Here's why. When the account stops entirely due to insufficient funds issues, it provides an opening for your competition that can lead to a bidding war and an increase in cost per click. That's number one. Number two, it plays absolute havoc on our tracking and analytics. Number three is due to a bug in Google software, and yes, they are aware of it, and yes, it is amazing that a company as big as Google still has these kind of issues, but what can happen is the account may get red flagged and require a new credit card, or need to be linked directly to your bank account to get restarted, or the campaigns may be shut down entirely. That account may be shut down completely. We have found a workaround that is successful about 50% of the time, so not all the time. Which is basically to apply a manual payment of $100 to get the account running at a reduced budget for a few days. And after it's been running for a few days, it seems to start functioning normally and sending traffic as usual. But this doesn't always work. Sometimes if that doesn't work, we may need to apply a $1,000 manual payment. And if that doesn't work, we're kind of SOL, if you know what I mean. From our side, if we have too many accounts coming back with declined payments, it looks fishy to Google. And if they shut down our agency account, then we're effectively out of business. So we need to do our best to make sure that all of our clients have minimal credit card declined issues. Again, if your card got stolen or if your account got hacked, that's unavoidable. You know, get a replacement card and get that information to us as soon as possible, and we can get the account up and running. But for the issues that are avoidable, like not having sufficient funds on your card, we really need to prevent that from happening. Then I added, please note, this isn't an issue if you go on vacation and want to pause your campaigns, because what we do is we set the ad spend budget to one penny per day and then manually pause the analytics track. So that's still cool. You're still able to do that. But if it just comes back declined because of insufficient funds, it causes all of the aforementioned issues. To those of you friends, colleagues, and associates who are using our Google AdWords service, I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart. And on behalf of my staff, myself, and my family, thanks again for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your dog training business. Have a great day. Take care, guys.